Well, Stephen, all set at this stage for tomorrow's big game. I'm sure all the preparations, all the talking is done now. It's just waiting for the action.
Yes, Tom, we're all the preparations are in order now, and we're looking forward to getting the game played and that there.
Yeah.
We had a meeting last night and a wee kick about, and the girls are looking forward to it.
Yeah, and of course, it's well documented, reached the final last year, but due to our angle over the playing of the game, it actually was never was played, and you lost your case in the boardroom, but obviously a fair resolve among the girls and among the club and with yourself to get back there again this year.
Yes, well, that was our aim at the start of the year, to put it behind us and look forward and get back to the final again, and we're here now.
Mm. And of course, I suppose the objective really in our draw with the proud tradition you have is to get up, play senior championship.
Yes, that's the aim, you know, to get up levels now again, get back up to the senior championship and that there.
Yeah, and of course, you won the intermediate already, so a fair bit of experience, I'm sure, from that experience of a couple of years ago.
We won the intermediate in 2012, which will stand to a lot of the girls there. There are a few of them there now the last 7 or 8 years, and we have a lot of younger girls coming in, so the experience will be good.
Yeah, and remind us who's there from, say, 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, you would have the Waters girls, Mairead and Aoife Waters and Carol Brislin there, Sharon Kilbane and Stephanie Sweeney, and there'll be a few more.
Yeah, and of course then you have a good crop of underage players coming through. I know I saw a couple of them playing with Donegal Miners this year.
Yeah, you have Lara Sweeney there coming through at Minor, and you know, a couple of young girls like Roisin Maguire and Rosa Kelly there in goals for us, and that has put their name in for a spot on the team.
Yeah. And tell me about the campaign so far. Who have you played?
Well, we started out, we played Convoy at home in the first leg of the championship, where things didn't go to plan. We were beat that day by 12 points, and so we had to go down 3 weeks after, down to Convoy to overturn a 12-point deficit, where it was a big ask of the girls, but they stuck to the task. They went in, I think, still 7 points down from the far game at half time, and they went on to win the game by 19 points, which put us through.
Yeah, and was the first game a wake up call for everybody?
Well, it was a bit of a wake up call, and we had a couple of girls away and not there, so once we got them back, it strengthened the squad again. Like,
yeah, and who was your next game then?
We played Cairndonagh in McCool Park then.
Yeah, and of course Cairndonagh last year's junior champions.
Yeah, that Cairndonagh, they were a good Cairndonagh side. Like, we knew we were going to be up against it, which it was a tight game, like, through the whole lot, tough, and we came out on top 10-5. We just pulled away a wee bit in the second half, but it was a tight contest and a good performance from us again.
Yeah, and Gwydor, your opponents tomorrow?
Gwydor now to tomorrow down in the Banks. So as I say, we're looking forward to it. They came over, beat Ballyshannon there, and fairly comfortably. So we'll be just looking forward to it now and see what they bring closely.
And tell me, everybody fitting well?
Yeah, everyone, as I say, we had a run out last night, and everyone's fitting well, and they're looking forward, the girls, to it now. And